y'all, if you didn't know, you can find the Pineapple Principle devotional content on the Bible app. And recently, we recorded and introduced some great new video content to go along with it. So for the month of April, here on the podcast, we're going to go through this content together. So this is our final week, Faith. Let's check it out now. I was a daddy's girl. I did everything with him, even hunting. Once when I was 5, we got lost while hunting. We walked forever until we finally found a house where we could get help to know where we were. But I wasn't scared. I knew my dad would take care of and protect me. I had complete faith in him, but not the Israelites. You know, they wandered for 40 years. God provided some big miracles to get them out of Egypt, the biggest one being the Red Sea parting. Yet they still whined and complained about the journey. And y'all, they even had all the carbs, all the bread was coming down, and they wanted and still weren't happy. So they spent 40 years wandering. They saw these things occur, and they still did not have the faith that God would take care of them. The fear instead of faith led to a lot of wrong behaviors. Are you wandering in circles? If so, be like that 5-year-old little girl in the woods with her daddy. She had all the faith in the world in him. She knew he would take care of, protect, and find the way home. And I want to encourage you to have that faith in your Father God. Don't go off your feelings in a bad or scary situation. Feelings, by definition, are an emotional state or a reaction, a belief that can be vague or irrational. But faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. I had to choose to have faith when all the bad stuff happened. If I would have spent my life going off of my feelings, I'd be one sad, angry, depressed person. Since I had spent time in my Bible, learning God's word, I knew to put my armor on, adjust my crown, and serve and love people. And that is a pineapple principle life. My prayer is that you will take those three things and use them as core values in your life, that you will not let fear, anger, sadness, or any other bad feelings get in the way. You will have great, deep faith. So our final question is, what can you do to remind yourself that you are powerful, strong, and beautiful?
We hope today's show encouraged you and gave you a few aha moments, and most importantly, have you digging deeper in your relationship with Jesus. Make sure to check out the show notes for any scriptures or books we mention. And if you love the podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you listen and share it with a friend. And if you want to know more, follow us on Instagram or go to our website, pineappleprinciple.org. Until next time, stand firm in your faith, own your crown, and love like Jesus.